Good evening. This is the Laughing Panda Podcast, and tonight we have a true crime story for you all. This is about the Slenderman stabbing. Now, what do you all think when you think of Slenderman? A tall, slinky, pale face that captures children. He haunts children. Children that are disrespectful, children that are lost and have no hope. He targets those children. A tall, slinky character. He sounds pretty creepy when you describe him and when you think of him. But what does Slenderman have to do with this crime? Let's get into this. Two middle school age girls named Anissa Ware and Morgan Geyser. Not sure if I pronounced one of their last names right. But this crime happened May 31st, 2014 in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Peyton Lautner were friends with these two girls. These girls have known her for years, but what made them want to do this to their best friend? It was apparent that the girls suffered many mental health issues, but they were swept under the rug. That night on May 31st, they lured Peyton into the woods, stabbed her 19 times, with one going to her vital organs and two wounds going to her arms and torso. Did she pass away? Did she make it? Absolutely not. She made it. And what happened? She crawled to the main highway and someone discovered her on the road. They took her to the nearest hospital and she was able to survive this tragedy. 19 times, that is a guardian angel looking over her. This trial, it's really shocked the community. They didn't expect two middle school age girls to commit such a tragedy. They didn't expect for two girls to have the mental capacity to even attempt to murder someone. The two girls, Anissa and Morgan, who committed this crime, wanted to sacrifice their best friend to Slenderman. For some, they thought the girls were using Slenderman as an excuse. They thought the girls came from a broken home. Some thought the girls were mentally ill. And luckily for the girls, the judge played into their favor. Anissa was sentenced to 25 years to life. And Morgan was sentenced to 40 years to life. 7 years after the tragedy. 7 years, Anissa was released. They thought that she was free of all of her mental situations and that she felt like, they really felt that she could join society and not be a threat to herself or to others. As for her friend Morgan, she started suffering hallucinations and she was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Morgan saw ghosts. She thought the colors were melting off the walls. She was having imaginary friends. She was talking to herself and she was still going through the Slenderman phase. And going on to the Slenderman, you know a movie came out about Slenderman back, I think it was 2019 or 2020. They came out with a Slenderman movie. We don't see too many movies about this character, but in the movie, the females were in high school and they watched a film on how to conjure him and how to get possessed by him. The girls ended up getting possessed and they ended up going missing one by one. And it's creepy and it's scary to think that maybe this was happening to these girls. Was the girls Googling how to conjure up this spirit? Were they trying to conquer something that was way above their mental capacity? Are they friends till this day? We may never know. But as for Morgan, is she under the influence of Slenderman? Is she possessed? Is she really suffering mental psychosis? We may never know. But according to her mother, she was never herself after the crime. Even up until the crime, she was never herself. They caught her in her room pretending to be a cat. She was keeping aunts as pets. And she submitted many appeals to the circuit court in Wisconsin, pending that she's not a threat to society and she's free of all of her mental psychosis. But the judge thought otherwise and rejected every appeal that she sent to the circuit court. In my opinion, I feel that the judge did the right thing by rejecting her appeals. We don't need anyone like that wandering around in society. If you're going through something and you find yourself as a threat to others and to yourself, I feel getting the help that you need is what's important. That's a priority. Now, let's think about other people that could have went to the mental institutions and get help. Sounds kind of similar to the Jeffrey Dahmer crimes a little bit. Sounds a little bit similar, except that no one was put in a freezer or eaten. But it's sad to think about this. Two middle school age girls were able to commit this crime. And how did they manage to lure Peyton into the woods? They promised her a game of hide and seek, but that didn't go as well. They just pinned her down and just stabbed her 19 times. That is insane. Was it a crime of passion? Some really thought it was a crime of passion. I don't think it was a crime of passion. I just think that two mentally ill girls did something that was really wrong. Really wrong. But many others didn't think that it was a mental case. Some thought that the girls were jealous of Peyton. Maybe Peyton was popular in school and the girls wanted to use an excuse to get rid of her. There are many stories of teenage girls getting jealous and killing their best friends. And I will cover that in a few other podcasts. But some thought that the girls really needed help. And I really think that the girls needed help. But as for Anissa, who was released 7 years after the sentence, is she free of all of her psychosis as well? Was she free? Was she really okay to go back into society? Or did she fake being okay to be released early? What made them release one and not the other? Why were both girls sentenced and one released? Maybe they felt that Anissa was manipulated by Morgan. Maybe Morgan was the ringleader that forced Anissa to do this. Or was Anissa the ringleader and was able to wing her way out of trouble, and Morgan is suffering the consequences? Maybe Morgan can't cope with the guilt, which is why she couldn't overcome her schizophrenia, which is why she's still suffering hallucinations till this day. Poor girls. All three are victims in this tragedy. And as for Peyton Lautner, it's good to know that she's alive and well and is able to live her life and tell this horrible story the way it happened. It's insane. But as for Morgan Geyser, I hope that she's able to overcome whatever mental issues that drew her to this crime. And I hope that she's able to get well. Even though she may not be able to regain her old self and join society, she can still overcome her traumas and is able to take it one day at a time. But a part of me really think that Morgan is the ringleader in this. I really think she is. And maybe she's jealous that Anissa was able to go home after 7 years. But maybe Anissa wasn't really suffering any mental illness. Maybe she was influenced by Morgan's influence. Maybe Morgan had an influence on Anissa, and that now that Anissa is free of Morgan's influence, she was able to overcome her traumas. Maybe. But we weren't there, and we may never know. But that's all for tonight. And I hope you all are able to look into this. And I would love to take more feedback on this tragedy. And maybe I can do an update with more information once I do more research. But that's all for tonight. And I want to say this is my comeback podcast. I did take 4 years off for mental health. I suffered 6 miscarriages during the 4 years that I was trying to host this podcast, and I suffered a tragic breakup. And I want to let you all know something, that you don't have to suffer a toxic relationship. You can get out of it and you can seek help. There are mental health resources out there if you are going through something and you need the help. Feel free to check out my TikTok page if you want. It's called The Laughing Panda. You can check it out there. That's all, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Good night.